morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak coming to you live from Cleveland today. More about that later. We've got a great show for you, but before I tell you about that, let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We know you have a plan for us today. Please help us to be able to carry out that plan. We know that you don't want us to do it without your help, so we turn to you today. We ask for your help. We also lift up to you any of the things that are weighing us down today. Sometimes we get bogged down with so many problems. We give them to you, Father. We know you can handle them. We know you love us, and we give them to you so that you can handle them much better than we ever could. Father, we ask you to speak through us on the radio program today, and please open our minds and our hearts to receive the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you again for tuning into the show. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this program, Spirit in the Morning, every Monday through Friday, and we are right here on Holy Spirit Radio. Today is no exception. I happen to be in Cleveland. I'll be speaking at a Catholic homeschooling conference today and tomorrow. But through the magic of modern technology, we are able to get this show to you, even though I am not there. But back in the studio, my right-hand man, Mr. Dave Parker. Good morning, Mr. Parker.
Good morning, Gary. Hey, thanks for the nice intro. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always sad when I'm not with you guys.
Yeah.
Is Frank there as well?
No, not here.
He's not here.
Okay.
No.
Frank is not there.
He's
hey,
a wall.
Frank, you
got to
get a new joke. You say
yeah,
the same thing every
day.
Time.
Yeah, this is getting kind of old, Frank.
I'm looking right at you.
Come on.
You think I'm going to catch on.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, I hear a rumor, Frank, you were traveling with your business. Mm-hmm. I've been traveling. I hear a rumor that the three of us will be reunited in the studio on Monday.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I believe that rumor to be correct, but
yeah,
you know, a lot can happen between now and Monday.
Yeah, really.
That's true. That's true.
Well, let's not go there.
Hey, guys, before I want to mention something that Dave Parker posted on Facebook yesterday. I want to talk about this for a minute. But before I do that, today on the show, we have a great show. Amy Brooks, she is the creator of Prayer, Wine, and Chocolate, a very popular Catholic blog that she recently posted on her blog about five ways to overcome anxiety. And as somebody who's always struggled with that problem and somebody who speaks extensively on the topic, it really got my attention. So Amy's going to be on the show to talk a little bit about that. Also, Dr. Kevin Vost will be here to discuss the Holy Spirit. He did a whole series with us on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, I've got some hard questions for him today. Kevin was willing to come on the show to talk more about it. All right, Mr. Parker.
Yes.
You still there?
I am here.
Okay. So I put up a picture from the Cleveland airport of Superman, right? And I said, that's a statue of Dave Parker. It was an incredible resemblance, first of all, Dave. It looked just like you.
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, remember, I'm from Erie, so it was only a short trip up there to do the they kind of modeled that whole figure after me. My hair was darker, you know, like that.
All right, well, that's one thing, but that's not
thanks
what I want to
talk
about.
Thanks for the comparison, man. I'll take it any day.
All right, now I have to go on Facebook and take a look at this.
Okay. Yeah.
Frank's been busy, and also, yeah, but you because of Frank's, you know, big trip out west and stuff, he was pretty tired. So he was just sharing with me.
Yeah.
He had to get caught up on some sleep, and he did. You know,
understood. But here's what I really want to talk about, Dave. You mentioned in Cleveland, it is the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Right? You said so. Why don't you go see that? Now, what you didn't know is that that's a sore spot with me.
Okay.
Okay. And you struck a nerve there, brother. I want to talk about that.
Hey, I gave us the first segment, man. I didn't know that.
That's right, man.
All right.
That's right. Okay, now here's the deal. You know I'm a Philly guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a Philly station,
through
right?
Through and through, yes.
All right. This is a big controversy. Why? And by the way, Dr. Ray Guarendi is going to be on the show next Tuesday. He's from Cleveland. We don't talk about this on Tuesday, right?
So, mom's the word, okay?
Right. Why is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, I know this answer, and I don't agree with it. Why is it in Cleveland and not in Philadelphia, the birthplace of rock and roll?
Yeah.
Now, before, mm-hmm. okay, before you answer, let me give you a little evidence. The reason, I did a little research, the reason that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland is because famous disc jockey Alan Freed, who was really popular in the 50s, he coined the term rock and roll. And he's from Cleveland.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll give them that much. Now, I did a little analysis here, a little research. See, I wasn't just sitting in the hotel room in Cleveland. I was doing research yesterday because that's what I do. I like to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did a little research.
Oh, come on. You were out by the pool. Come on.
Stop. Now, listen. Listen.
All right.
Rock and roll artists who came from Cleveland and some who came from Philadelphia. I did a little research. How about a little list? Let me just run down a couple people, and then you make the decision where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be. Cleveland. Here's what I came up with. Joe Walsh, Tracy Chapman, and the Raspberries. That's okay. Okay? They're the best-known rock and roll artists from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now are you ready?
Yes.
Philadelphia. Daryl Hall and John Oates. Patti LaBelle. Chubby Checker, Boys to Men, Jim Croce, Todd Rundgren, who's from Upper Darby, but that's close enough, Danny and the Juniors, the Orlons, Stanley Clark, Frankie Avalon, Bill Haley of Bill Haley and the Comets. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's more rock and roll than the guys who sang Rock Around the Clock?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Haley's actually from Chester, but again, Philadelphia suburb. Joan Jett, the Stylistics, the Delphonics, Blue Magic, Teddy Pendergrass with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the Times, and McFadden and Whitehead. And that's just some of them. And the Roots. Can't forget the Roots, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you forgot Gary Zimak.
Well, anyway.
You should play guitar, brother. Come on.
I know. Yeah. And you know, there's a video of me floating around on Facebook. It's not on Facebook. Somebody sent it to me for my birthday. It's when I played in a wedding band. There's a video of me doing a little tune. I'm going to put that up on Facebook one day because it's kind of a throwback. Give you a little laugh. But anyway, I don't get why.
I'm just kidding, brother.
Stop, Mr. Parker. Anyway, I don't get why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not in Philadelphia. It's an injustice.
Yeah.
I'm stressed out. That's why I need Amy Brooks to come on and talk about how to overcome anxiety.
I was about to say, like, what do you want us to say? I think you're talking to two people that also agree wholeheartedly that it should be in Philadelphia.
And especially, I mean, I'm 2 hours from Cleveland, but I reside in the Philly area, and I agree with you, Gare.
Well, that was a big controversy.
I don't know what happened.
Well, and you throw in there American Bandstand.
Oh, well, I forgot that. Goodness. You're right.
And all the different people that came from that show to really drive rock and roll at a very specific time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cleveland needs something.
Well, you know what?
You know, Frank, that's funny. The last time I was here, I was speaking in Cleveland. I've been here a lot in the past several months. I spoke at a Legatus meeting, a Catholic business meeting, and the guy who drove me around said, Cleveland, they're very insecure. He said, he's from Cleveland. He said, we're very insecure here, and we're always looking for things to try to build ourselves up. So there you go.
Well, you know,
I think we should, you know, do a joint show with the Cleveland EWTN affiliate, The Rock.
Yeah.
And discuss this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be
interesting? Is it 1260?
1260 out of Cleveland, yeah.
Hey, you know who else is from Cleveland? Tony Agnese is from Cleveland.
Wow.
So
we could debate it with him.
Get into this a little bit.
But, and then we could do a really cool show because we could just choose rock and roll songs.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're thinking. I like this.
We could have a lot of fun with this.
What is this? Throwback to our predecessor station here? WBUX, you know? Light rock and all
that's
rock.
That's right.
Come on.
But at any rate, you know, I'm just kidding around about this, but I would love to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, it'd just be an awesome place to see. But, Frank, as you know, the life of a speaker is not the most glamorous life. Sometimes all we see is the hotel room.
That is correct.
And we're, right?
That in an airport.
Exactly. Yeah, we see a lot of airports.
Well,
sometimes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, well, look at Frank earlier in the week when he was out. You know, who did he take a picture with?
I love that picture.
Can I
see? Yeah,
Ronald McDonald.
Well,
and then you took one of Superman, or AKA Dave Parker. No.
yeah, but there were very, you know, odd placements. I was in a meeting, and Ronald McDonald was right there. So, yeah, and it was
I feel left out. Who can I'm going to go look for one today.
That was the extent of what I saw, you know. That in a picture of a train thing as I was driving, and I pulled over and said, what is that?
Yeah.
That was the extent of my trip.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah,
it's
you were on mission, sometimes. You know. Yeah, you had to get the mission done, just like Gary's on mission. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Before
right.
It's time to get into the Bible verse, but I actually want to call out something really quick.
Do it.
today's Bucks County Courier Times cover really it has the funeral services of two of the four young men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the cover of it, and I want to, you know, in big bold letters, and I think it's well worth starting the show off with, let hatred be offset by love.
Wow.
And that was from the families, you know, that were impacted by those tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just something I think we should always keep hitting home. You know, there's a lot of hatred out there. You know, let's let love offset that. And we could start that now, today, mm-hmm. every day.
That's very beautiful, Frank.
Yeah, Frank, let me follow up on that because that's a great point. Not only does it tie into the gospel, I know I have to do the gospel, but Teresa Tomeo recently wrote a blog post over at our Sunday Visitor about being kind on social media and not just spewing forth venom and hatred. She's going to be on next week to talk about that. We need to keep addressing this issue,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, because we live in a divided world. It's very easy for us to just condemn other people and not really act as Jesus would act. Let me read the gospel because you're going to see this applies. Mm-hmm. Today's gospel, Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on this Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Pharisees, they tried to worship the Lord. That's what they were trying to do. But what they ended up doing is hating a lot of people who disagreed with them or who didn't understand the way they did things. Jesus is saying here, there's a bigger picture, guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a bigger picture. These guys are hungry. It's okay to eat. They're not working. They're just picking some food and eating, but the Pharisees are condemning them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To Frank's point, it's very easy to hate or to criticize or to just be negative about the beliefs of others, whatever they may be. We don't have to agree with everyone, but we have to love everyone. It's the bottom line. It's what Jesus tells us.
Mm-hmm. It's the easiest way to bring people to the faith. Show them our love. Show them our mercy.
Exactly.
And I think we miss that often.
We do. We do. We're not going to attract anybody by being hateful. That's just not the way it is. So go out and love somebody today. When we come back, Amy Brooks talking about anxiety. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 21st. Today we celebrate St. Lawrence of Brindisi. Born of devout middle-class parents in Brindisi, Italy, at 16, today's saint entered the Capuchin Franciscans and received the new name of Lawrence. His facility for languages, his native Italian plus Latin, Hebrew, Greek, German, Bohemian, Spanish, and French, enabled him to study the Bible in its original texts. Following his ordination at age 23, Lawrence attracted large crowds with his preaching ability. At the request of Pope Clement VIII, he spent much time preaching to the Jews in Italy, a combination of brilliance, human compassion, and administrative skill, unusual in so talented a scholar, made Lawrence a natural leader. He served as provincial for three Italian Capuchin provinces, and in 1598, he and 13 other friars established the Capuchins in Germany. In 1602, he was elected Minister General of the entire Capuchin order. 15 volumes of his writings remain, including his sermons. As a papal emissary and peacemaker, Lawrence accompanied the imperial troops sent to repel the Turkish advance into Hungary. He died in 1619 while on a diplomatic mission to Lisbon, Portugal. Canonized in 1881, he was declared a Doctor of the Church in 1959. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Savior, make me wholly thine. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are mine. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give.
In His presence I will.
That is I Surrender All by Casting Crowns. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. Very quickly, I want to take a look at the weather forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. At the moment, it is already 80 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny, but a high near 96. There's an excessive heat warning in effect, so you know what that means. Be really careful. We're in the midst of a heat wave. It's summer, but be careful. Don't overdo things. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 76. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible. We will have a high near 92 degrees. I want to thank you for joining us today. As you may know, one of the most popular topics that I speak and write about is anxiety. Talk a lot about overcoming anxiety. I have always struggled with anxiety. And I've really found, as that song says, the answer in overcoming anxiety in my life is to surrender all to Jesus. It's huge, and I recommend you do that. If you haven't done it, do so today. I recently ran across a really neat blog post on the blog Prayer, Wine, Chocolate. The post was 5 Ways to Rise Above Fear and Anxiety. The author is Amy Brooks. She's the creator of the blog, and I wanted to have her on the show to talk a little bit more about this, and she joins us now. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad I found out about your work and found out about this post. Before we talk about anxiety, because I know it's something that you have struggled with as well, talk a little bit about the inspiration for this very popular blog that you do. You've got a lot of followers, Prayer, Wine, Chocolate.
The inspiration for Prayer, Wine, Chocolate actually came because when I was in my 20s and I was really at the I faced depression. You know, all my friends were getting married. I was like 25.
Yeah.
And I had a friend that also kind of was in the same boat as me. And we went to her mom's like rosary group. And then we thought, you know, we should do this. So a group of about 4 young adult women, all going through different parts of our life, started getting together and praying the rosary. And we wow. would also have wine and some chocolate.
Okay.
So we had these like friend therapy nights, really. We would say our intentions and to each other and be able to really get it out. And we would pray the rosary and might have a glass of wine and some chocolate. And years and years went by and so many prayers were answered. And we were like, we should write a book. What would we call it? And we were like brainstorming names. And what yeah. came up was Prayer, Wine, Chocolate. Because it was around like Eat, Pray, Love, you know. And that movie came out, Eat, Pray, Love.
Right.
We were like, how about Prayer, Wine, Chocolate, you know? So when I
wow.
started the blog, I was like, this is good. This is, you know. And it's, you know, faith and fellowship. Catholics didn't do enough of that, I don't think.
No, I agree. I agree. We definitely need to do more of that, because that's what encourages us to keep going. Sometimes we feel like I'm the only person that's struggling with this problem. And with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about this anxiety issue. Now, I want to commend you for being courageous enough to really say some of the things you did in this blog post. I think that it's difficult for those of us who have always been classified as worriers to admit it sometimes, because we don't want to seem weak or foolish. Isn't that true?
That is true. It is true, especially as an adult, you know. And I was a teacher. People are depending on you now. When you're a kid and you're a warrior,
right.
you know,
exactly.
You have your. So.
Yeah. Amy, let's talk about this. One of the points you make is it's okay to seek help. Now, when I speak and I write, I always issue the disclaimer, I'm not a professional. I'm not a therapist. I'm a guy who's always worried. And I was always afraid to seek help. Talk a little bit about that. It's okay to seek help, to get professional help. It's okay.
Right. You know, and I was, ironically, I majored in psychology. I had a degree in psychology. And I
wow.
still, you know, even though I knew it was okay, I feel like it's pride. And, you know, our
yeah.
culture, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we have a physical problem, we go to a doctor.
Right.
But this anxiety, it becomes like, you know, you hear all the reasons not to. Well, that's not for me. That's not for me. And then, you know, at the time when I finally went, a friend of mine going through a divorce and she went to someone. So knowing that someone else that you're friends with has talked to someone kind of helps break down a wall. And, you know, it's so good to talk to someone who is not biased. in your life.
Yes.
So just to have that voice that is a voice of reason that can take the emotions out of it, you know. And I don't know why we still in this day and age have such, you know, I don't know what the word, but we think it's not okay, but it's totally okay. Just like it's okay for, you know, anyone that's sick to go to a doctor, it's okay to talk to someone. And
right.
Oh, so really, I feel like it's just pride. It's just pride. And then when you let that go, you know, that's what I think it is.
Hey, Gary, can I jump in?
Yeah,
can I jump in
place.
Real quick?
Yes, Dave.
Well, for a lot of guys, it goes back to, I think, the rugged individualism. You know, I can handle everything, you know, and I don't need to talk to anybody. Women, you know, women, I think, are more apt to open up.
Not maybe like not.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right. And going along with that, Amy, the fact of the matter is, in order to get help, and ultimately, and I deal with a lot of Catholic therapists and psychologists, we have a lot of them on the program, ultimately, it all involves admitting that we're weak and we need the Lord's help in our life. We need to do that. Now, you mentioned in this blog post about the importance of praying the rosary, and I love my mom, the Blessed Mother. Talk a little bit about the importance of the rosary when it comes to anxiety and what it means in your life.
Well, I mean, and with the psychology background, meditation, I mean, someone who doesn't even believe in God believes that, knows, science proves that meditation lowers your stress levels, lowers your blood pressure, is good for your mental health. So here we have this rosary in our faith. That is a form of meditation. So right then and there, even without, you know, going into what a certain person believes that's holding the rosary and praying it, you're meditating. And science backs that up. But then you have, you know, the power of the rosary. One of the 15 promises of the rosary is whatever you ask for, you will receive. Mm. You know, so if you are battling anxiety, and sometimes we just don't think to pray for things. You know?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
You know? Pick up the rosary and say, God, I'm just constantly worrying. Mary, please ask Jesus to help me stop worrying so much and just to trust you. You know,
exactly.
That whole expression, let go and let God.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, you know, and then you hear the voice of, well, that's giving up. No, it's not giving up. It's trusting.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So, you know, and to spend that time, the rosary is not a quick prayer. You know, you're investing time. You're investing time in yourself. You're investing time in your relationship with our Lady, and you know, it's just it's all around good for you. And and you know, when pairing it with a friend or two, you know, you get the graces of more than one rosary. It's just you know,
it's true.
It's inexplainable when you go to the faith part. I feel like that's just, you know, you just watch God work. You know,
and you just sit up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm good.
You just said something very profound and yet very simple, and I make this point all the time when I speak. If you're a worrier, ask God to help you. I mean, it's okay to ask for help. We forget that. I'm just going to stop worrying. Well, you and me, we're the type that we can't do it on our own. What we can do is recognize, I'm too weak to do this. Lord, please help me. And when you walk with Jesus, you are going to experience more peace. That's what I've found. I'm sure that's what you've found.
I'm sorry.
We just have about 30 seconds left. So in wrapping up, I do have a link to your blog post at spiritinthemorning.com. Remind us all where we can find you again online, because you write about a lot of very, very good topics.
I am at prayerwinechocolate.com.
Well, that's very easy to remember.
Yeah.
Easy to remember. Well, Amy, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. It's great to be able to talk to you about this, and I look forward to talking with you again.
It was wonderful talking to you, Gary. You have a great day.
Right.
And a great weekend.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Amy Brooks, find her online at Prayer, Wine, and Chocolate. Want to learn about the Holy Spirit? Stick around. Dr. Kevin Post joins us next.
I I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump's legal team is evaluating potential conflicts of interest among members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team. That's according to three people with knowledge of the matter. The revelations come as Mueller's probe into Russia's election meddling appears likely to include some of the Trump family's business ties. CIA Director Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, says Russia is interested in staying in Syria partly because they, quote, love to stick it to America. When he was asked if Russia is America's friend or adversary, Pompeo said, quote, it's complicated. He also says he'll be happy to work with Russia on counterterrorism issues, but it's clear the Russians, quote, find any place they can to make our lives more difficult. And speaking of Russia, the Holy See's Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, is readying for an August trip to Moscow, which will be an important step in furthering Vatican-Russian relations. Pope Francis has openly worked for improved relations with the faithful of that country, repeatedly reaching out to Orthodox Christians there and pursuing a respectful, if occasionally tense, relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Vatican's number two will very likely find a willing listener in Putin, therefore, who longs to establish himself as the new upholder of morality and defender of persecuted Orthodox Christians in many areas of the Middle East. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popcheck.
My name is Frank Elias. I'm the Director of Operations for Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for 18 years. We are blessed to serve you. As a listener-supported radio station, our success has always been based on the prayers, financial support of our listeners, but also the ideas and suggestions that they have for us. We're always looking to improve the listening experience. Please feel free to email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you again for your continued support, and God bless you and your family.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. One Lent a few years ago, Carrie Weber decided to live out each of the corporal works of mercy. That would be feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, and bury the dead. That experience became the basis for her book, Mercy in the City. It led her from the St. Francis Breadline in New York City to San Quentin State Prison in California. Why did she set her sights so high? Carrie told me, I think that being Catholic involves trying to deal with people in the margins and include them in the body of Christ and the larger Christian community. The gospel calls us to be a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, so we have to challenge ourselves to move beyond our comfort zones. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I could write a love song, tell you what I think you want to hear. But it wouldn't be good enough, no. Yeah, I could try so hard to give it everything I got, but I'm not ever gonna measure up. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. You never walked away, 'cause your love runs deep for me, and I see this beautiful world, and it brings tears to my eyes, and I think it's beautiful to be free. All I can do.
Save it. good enough. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved.
Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That's All I Can Do by Mike's Cherry. If you are looking for a great two-word prayer that you can use today, how about turn to the Lord and say thank you? So many times we forget to do that, but it's a really great thing to do. We are now joined by Dr. Kevin Vost, who recently was on the program, did a great series about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, I invited Kevin to come back on the show to grill him about some very tough questions that were on my mind. Kevin was willing to come on and be on the hot seat. Hey, brother, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Gary. These are tough questions, so believe me, I prayed to the Holy Spirit and dug out my resources.
All right, I know. Hey, listen, Kevin, before we get to that, I want to mention you have a new book that's going to be coming out very soon that I'm excited at. I'm very excited about. Can you give us a little taste of what this new book is about?
Sure. It's going to be called The Catholic Guide to Loneliness.
And it will
look at the growing phenomena of loneliness in our culture, in our world today. You know, look at the psychological and sociological research, but then give us, you know, remedies. What can we do as Catholics to cope with our own loneliness if we're feeling lonely, to reach out to others who are lonely? So we're very excited about this one. And The Catholic Guide to Loneliness should be out in September.
I cannot wait. I hear this from so many people. They're struggling with loneliness. And I felt lonely at times, too. I feel like, well, nobody cares about me. You know, even though I know people care about me, it's such an important topic, Kevin. So I'm very much looking forward to getting you on the show to talk about that when it comes out. But today I want to ask you a few questions that I have about the Holy Spirit. We went through this whole series. You did such a good job. But sometimes, and this is a question, this is an ongoing issue with my life, I hear a voice in my mind, and I think, is this the Holy Spirit asking me to do something, or is it someone else, or is it just me? I want to ask you, should I act on every reasonable idea? And I say reasonable, not every wacky idea, but every reasonable idea that pops into my head, assuming that it might be the Holy Spirit.
Now, that is a great and tough question, and the short answer I would say is no.
Okay.
But I must say, I love the way you phrased that question, Gary, especially how you clarified the use of the word reasonable.
Right.
Because, you know, we do best fulfill our potentials as human beings when we train ourselves to follow what St. Thomas called right reason.
Okay.
You know, instead of instantaneous, you know, impulses or emotions. So that training ourselves to follow real reason is kind of the stuff of the natural virtues. And yet, you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit transcend even our human reason. You know, our reason is imperfect. You know, I can see that through the little mistakes I make every day. But the Holy Spirit, you know, knows all and makes no mistakes. So really, before making any important decision, we should really seek the Holy Spirit's counsel through prayer before we get down to the business of reasoning, you know, so we may be guided by the wisdom of above, that's the Holy Spirit's. So the bottom line is, anything that pops in our head instantaneously is not necessarily, you know, the Holy
right.
Spirit's guidance. We have to be amenable to it. And it might, at times, you know, take a time of discernment. There may be several ideas that pop into our heads, but we need to be prayerfully considerate. You know, the Holy Spirit will guide us to the right decision.
Right. Now, because we know that the Holy Spirit lives, he dwells within us, and he is constantly giving us suggestions or ideas. So I'm trying to determine, how do I know that these ideas are coming from him? And case in point, I talked about this on the show a couple of days ago, seeing, watching a Christian program on TV, a woman standing in line, she gets the impulse that I need to turn around and pay for the products that the person behind me has. And she's trying to fight it, and eventually she turns around. The woman's got two rolls of paper towels. She pays for them. The woman breaks down and says, "You don't know, I was just diagnosed with terminal cancer." They end up praying. She ends up praying for her right in the checkout line. And I'm thinking, wow, if I got that idea in my head, I probably wouldn't turn around, not wanting to seem like a weirdo or something.
Yeah, now that is such a beautiful example, Gary, because I think, you know, the Holy Spirit has many names. And two that St. Thomas really emphasizes are love and gift. So what an example. Holy Spirit is inspiring this woman to do a simple loving gesture by making this woman a simple gift that makes all the difference in the world. So I think, you know, you really hit the nub there. The Holy Spirit is going to inspire us in charity and love and make us more like Christ. So I think that's a wonderful gauge. If your gauge is something that, you know, maybe it'll embarrass you, it'll be a minor inconvenience, yet it might make a big difference to another person's life, then I think you probably can have a high degree of confidence that the Holy Spirit is stirring you.
Yeah, and I guess that's, I mean, what you just said there, I think that really hits the nail on the head. A lot of times we just don't want to be embarrassed. It's not like I'm saying the idea pops into my head that I should go buy Dave Parker a new car. You know, and I don't have the money. And by the way, Dave, don't get any ideas.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't
stay
like that.
Stay with that thought, Gary. Stay with
no.
it.
But, you know, but seriously, if I don't have the money to do that, that would be irresponsible. But if the idea comes to my mind, well, maybe I should give this homeless man a dollar and I'm able to afford that or pay for somebody's products if it's only a few things. The only risk there is really embarrassment. So that's probably worth acting on. Would you agree?
Oh, I do agree. And it can be the simplest little things. I just happen to have a tiny little grocery store incident yesterday. I went shopping at this store where you deposit a quarter to pull out the cart and you get it back at the end. And I'm walking there, and the lady says, "Here, do you need a card?" I said, "Sure." So I handed her the card. She said, no, don't worry about that. So I thanked her. And then when I was leaving, another lady came up to me with her hand out with a quarter, and I said, "Keep the change. Someone gave this one to me." She goes, "Great." She goes, "Well, I'll pass it on."
Wow.
So, you know, it is those little tiny, sometimes those tiny little simple things that make such a difference if they add up over time and they're, you know, like kind of becoming a contagion where people do these simple acts of caring. That's what we need so badly in the world today, when so often we walk by each other without even a glance, without even acknowledgement that there's another human person there.
Wow. And Kevin, that's so simple. Sometimes we overcomplicate living out our faith. That's such a simple example. But look at what happened. Look at what transpired there. I mean, it just has a ripple effect, you know, once you do an act of kindness. If we could, let me ask you this. I want to hear the Holy Spirit speak to me more clearly. Is there anything that I can do in order to facilitate that?
Sure. I'll try to make it, you know, many things, of course, but I'll try to make it simple. I'll borrow a couple ideas from Cardinal Carlo Maria Martini in some of his wonderful writings. And he kind of boiled it down to two things not to do or to reduce and two things to do or to increase. And the first thing to get rid of or reduce would be reduce or remove unnecessary distractions from worldly things, you know, things that pull you away from the world of spirit. You know, it might vary for each person. Is it an over-addiction to television, you know, or to the use of the Internet or something? So just remove the distractions and things that get us absorbed in ourselves and in our simple pleasures, you know, because often, you know, the Holy Spirit will speak with the voice of love, and sometimes he speaks in a still, small voice, like he did to Elijah on the mountain, and we read about in 1 Kings 19. So that's one thing. Remove the distractions if you want to hear the Holy Spirit. And on the flip side then, you know, therefore to embrace more periods of solitude, of silent meditation and prayer. So you're more, you know, open to that inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And the second the Cardinal gives is, he says, reduce worry and anxiety. Be not afraid. He advised these young students in one of his talks to banish from their hearts each anxiety and anguish about the future. Now, I know many listeners probably already know that this is best achieved by immersing oneself in the works of Gary Zimak.
I didn't see that coming, man, but thank you.
I know this wasn't a setup. But again, you know, I know you
want to see if we're listening.
No. That's right, seriously. But of course, you know, you've written so directly about the importance of this, you know, and that we can reduce worry, you know, stop worrying, start living. Too, when we have confidence in the Holy Spirit that he's going to guide us. So what also goes along with that, you know, is embracing the virtue of hope. You know, for our greatest goal of all is to spend eternity with God in heaven. And the virtue of hope gives us the confidence that God will help provide us with the means to get there. You know, just be less anxious and more hopeful is another way to make ourselves more amenable to the stirrings of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm.
Finally, in the under 2 minutes that we have, and I realize I'm asking you a lot here in a short amount of time, but you're really delivering, brother. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. The final question I have for you is, as I get to know the Holy Spirit better and better, will I ever get to the point where He is just working through me, and I'm just not even trying to discern, should I do this, should I not do this? I just do it, similar to the way Jesus lived His life, and I always know, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. Or will it always be in the form of suggestions that He gives me, and then I need to decide whether to act on them?
Yeah, now, I think this is another tough and great question. It really gets to the heart of the matter. And for something like this, I think about what St. Thomas advised. And St. Uh-huh. Thomas says, you know, the gifts are like virtues in that they are their habits or dispositions. So the more often we seek out the Holy Spirit's guidance and act on it, you know, the more likely we will be to do so in the future. You know, but the Holy Spirit never completely takes away our own free will.
Okay.
So we must continue to choose to cooperate with Him. And one of my favorite analogies is the analogy of a boat. Human virtues and actions are like the muscles rowing the oars on our boat. And the Holy Spirit is like the wind behind our sails. So the Holy Spirit can move us much more swiftly than we can move ourselves. But we do need to do our part to keep our sails oriented in the right direction, amenable to His wind. So I guess the answer is it becomes easier to become more amenable to the Holy Spirit as we move throughout our lives, but we are always expected to cooperate with Him.
Wow. Wow. Great advice, mm-hmm. brother. You did it. You passed the test. Thank you.
You brought it, brother.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Kevin, remind us where we could find you online.
My own website is just drvost.com, just drvost.com.
And I recommend everybody check out that website, check out his many books, great stuff. And you're also a speaker. We can invite you out to speak as well, correct?
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that. I'd be welcome to hear people's invitations.
Excellent. Dr. Kevin Vost, it is always such a pleasure to have you on the program. God bless you, my brother. Thanks again. When we come back, we're going to look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. You know the deal. Grab some coffee and don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 12, the Pharisees complain because Jesus' disciples were picking heads of grain and eating them on the Sabbath. Jesus confounded such casuistry by showing that necessity excused from the law. He reminded them of how David and his men had eaten the bread of offering from the temple because he was in great hunger and fleeing for his life. Jesus then said, "I say to you, something greater than the temple is here, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." When one is centered on the Lord and not on oneself, he can let the chips fall where they may. He will have no fear of displeasing the Lord. Even if he should make a mistake, he can be at peace because he is acting from a clean conscience. Besides, he knows that something greater than the temple is here and that he is living his life before the face of a loving God. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Was grace that taught my heart and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been saved.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Chris Tomlin. I'm Gary Zimek. The time is 7:53, and we're going to take a quick look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse today. It comes from the book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 3. An angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Though you are barren and have had no children, you will conceive and bear a son." What is that all about? Well, here's what's happening. The wife of Manoah, and her name is not recorded in the Bible. She's just known as the wife of Manoah. She was barren. She was unable to have a child. And the angel came to her and said that she will bear a son. That son went on to be Samson. Now, the reason I included this in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, is because there are many situations, my wife and I, we dealt with infertility. We understand what it's like. There are a lot of situations in life, maybe you're out of work, and looking and looking and looking for a job, nothing's happening, that can seem hopeless. Nothing is hopeless with the Lord. You got to remember that. It's not just a catchphrase. It's true. With God, all things are possible. So whatever it is that you're struggling with today, turn to Him and say, "Lord, help me. Help me to believe. Help me to keep going." As Kevin Vos said, pray for that virtue, an increase in the virtue of hope, and He will deliver. But you got to keep at it. Don't give up. With God, all things are possible. Well,
amen.
Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, we're just about at the end of another show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good show, too. A great show, actually.
I was about to say, isn't every show a great show?
Yes.
I am amazed at the caliber of the guests we get on this program.
I am, too. I mean? I am, too.
Holy Spirit delivers them to us.
And I'm amazed at the caliber of the host, you know, really.
I'm amazed by both of you every day.
Okay. We surprise them, too. Well, thank you, Frank.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or is that's kind of like a backhanded
compliment. That's right, yeah.
Hey, they made it through another show. Well, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you should see the smile, the little, you know, impish smile creep across his face when he said, I said, wait a minute.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, guys, Frank, I know you have a shout-out you want to make, but before you do that, I just very quickly want to say next week on the show, speaker author Marge Fenelon, Director of Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Megan Coakley, the Director, I'm sorry, of New Evangelization, Ken Davidson, the founder of Holy Heroes, Dr. Ray Guarendi, Teresa Tomeo, Kate Wicker, Bobby Schindler, and a few surprises as well.
Wow.
So it's going to be a good week next week.
I like surprises.
I was just about to say, I love surprises, okay. Honestly. Well, I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much from the when he wears his technical hat, but
anytime I hear surprises. I have to go, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, no, they're good surprises. The Holy Spirit's working on some things for me, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, Gary,
but Frank,
say,
you had a shout-out you wanted to make?
Let Frank do that. Go.
Yeah, no, just wanted to give a quick shout-out to St. Cecilia's. They actually, in their bulletin this past week, gave a shout out to us actually at Holy Spirit Radio. For people to listen and, you know, receive phone calls looking for schedules and stuff. It was actually a really great thing. So, you know, thank you to St. Cecilia's. And if anybody is looking to put in an announcement in their parish bulletin, please do so. If you need help with wording, please let us know. Happy to help out. You can always call us at 215-345-1570.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Great shout out. Great plug. Hey, I was going to say, Gare, you mentioned something earlier in your conversation with Dr. Vost. About, you know, a car. Well, I will ask for your prayers. I have to look.
Joke. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we could make it. I need prayer from everybody. I'm looking for a car. You know, it's about time that my beater, you know, is retired. So, I mean, I'm starting my process.
No, it's not. Okay. I've heard this before.
Yeah. My wife just said ditto, Frank, you know. I mean it this time. Please, prayer. And I need a car.
I think I've hearing this for the past year.
Definitely.
The garage I take it to, like,
oh,
very
I think
often
it's just
now.
Because, you know, I've been hearing it the past year, but now you're at inspection time. So now it's...
This is my inspection mentality. I got to get a car. Okay. All right. I'm going to prove you guys wrong. I'm going to pray for me, please, everyone. All right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And by the way, the Holy Spirit is very specifically telling me, Gary, do not buy Dave a car. So just for the record, I just wanted to.
I don't expect that. I mean, but if you happen to hit a windfall or you come across a gold mine or something, you know, keep me in mind.
He'd like a Jaguar.
That was my car. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, very quickly, I just want to mention something. We have a listener, good friend, Ed Klenk. Ed's a friend of yours, Dave. He's a friend of mine. Ed wrote in, but he was making a little bit of a joke. He said, by the way, have a great time in Cleveland. He's a regular listener. He loves the show.
Hi, Ed.
He said, I spent a week in Cleveland one night, so Cleveland really does not have a good reputation.
I've used that line before for other cities.
We are, and I know we're about out of time, we're going to be promoting a Run for Life that Ed is involved with. It's going to be on October the 14th for the Baby's Breath Crisis Pregnancy Center. We're going to be doing more. Ed asked us to pass that along. We'll be doing some more information, Ed, if you're listening, so stay tuned for that. Great work that you're doing over there at the Crisis Pregnancy Center. Okay, we're about out of time. I'm going to do a quick prayer. Holy Spirit, please lead us today. Inspire us to go out and do your work, whatever it is that you want us to do. Just let us know and help us to overcome any anxiety or fear when we hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Boys, thank you so much for another week. Look forward to seeing you all next week.
Yep. Now, likewise, Garen, I hope you have a safe trip home, okay?
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
God bless you all. Wherever you go today, whatever you do, remember what I always tell you. Each day at the end of the show, the Lord is with you. So just turn around and say hi. Have a wonderful weekend. This is Gary Zimak. Enjoy yourself. See you next week. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating